calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
All right, Chicago's very own Rich Coase is about to celebrate 40 years since he first stepped into the role of Sven Gulli in 1979, seen every Saturday at 7 Central on MeTV. There are opportunities all around Chicagoland to meet Sven Gulli this month, and joining us to talk about that is amazing six-page spread in Mad Magazine, the 200th anniversary of the story of Frankenstein, so much more, is Rich Coase and his executive producer, Jim Roach. Good evening, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, who came in?
There we go. It's tradition.
How many times have we done that?
Plenty. You've done that plenty. On the cusp of 40 years. How incredible is that, man?
Yeah, next year will mark 40 years since I put this stuff on for the first time.
Isn't that crazy?
And I have to always say, because people are like, you've been on TV the whole time doing it? And no, I haven't been doing that on TV the whole time. But even in the times that I did not have a Sven Gulli TV show, I was still doing appearances as him. Yeah. I'd be on people's radio and TV shows as him. So I was still doing the character. It's just I was not doing the program at the time.
And when you were a kid, you watched Shock Theater. Like other folks did, right?
Just barely, because I was very young at the time.
Okay.
And the only time I got to see it is if we were at a relative's house and they let us stay up that late.
And did you think that was cool back then? Like,
It was a kind of an unknown quantity, because it had the scary movies tied in with it, too. And that was something that I didn't normally see during my normal daytime hours.
Yeah, and there was other shows. There was Creature Features that people always talk about
all the time,
of course, and Monster Rally and Thrillerama and all that. But nothing really done kind of tongue-in-cheek and had some fun with it, because obviously watching these scary movies, especially late at night, you know, it can be pretty daunting, and to have that sense of humor, I mean, we kind of needed something like that, didn't we?
Yeah, and that's what Terry Bennett did on the original Shock Theater as his character Marvin, who was like a sort of beatnik ghoul.
Yeah.
And then the next person to actually do that here in town was Jerry G. Bishop.
Yeah.
You know, my mentor, who was the original Sven Gulli.
And then you go from that to a six-page spread in Mad Magazine.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
It is so cool. I mean, just when I saw the illustration on that front cover, it just brought me back, honestly, to my childhood.
Well, I'm an old-school Mad Magazine guy, and the story that they did and the artwork, to me, harkens back to the original 1950s stuff that was so good and so sharp, and done by Jack Davis and Mort Drucker and those guys.
The usual gang of idiots,
exactly,
is what they call them. Yeah.
And now the new gang of idiots.
They've never been not called that, yeah.
And
Tom Richmond.
For some reason, God bless you, Tom. I always forget. But his artwork is so tremendous.
Yeah.
And there's all the funny little stuff in the backgrounds and everything. And it's just, you know, I was just amazed by it. When they first approached me about it, I was like, oh, this will be cool. But then when I saw it, it was like, oh, my gosh.
Mind-blowing.
This is amazing.
Meh TV. Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
And, you know, I got an email from Mark Hamill.
Yeah.
And he congratulated me on being in it, and he told me, you know,
he's a fan.
He is. And he said, you know, when I first appeared in Mad Magazine, he said, that was when I felt like I had truly made it.
Oh, see?
See?
There you go.
Well,
see, and you think about that time period, too. So the Mad Magazine's been around, since the early 1950s, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was in the 70s, and I grew up in the 70s. But it was in the 70s where I think the circulation was like 2 million. Like, everybody was reading Mad Magazine at that time. And that's where, like, almost the wacky packs and all those little things, that kind of came out of Mad Magazine.
Sure,
I mean, that
was
the original.
Yeah, definitely so. It's just, you know, people are like, you know, well, how do you feel about it? Well, it's an honor to me. And, you know, as a longtime fan, it's like something I never would have expected would have happened.
Doug is in there. Kerwin.
Kerwin. Durwood.
Durwood.
All your favorites.
That's great. Do they all get a cut?
Yes, exactly. You put it through a shredder, they get a cut.
That's very cool. And it's a December issue, but it's on sale now. It just went on sale this past week.
Yeah, it's number 4. You can tell which one it is because on the cover, there's Alfred E. Newman as the twins from The Shining.
That's
which
awesome.
Is really funny.
That's
yeah.
awesome. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
I understand it's out a lot of places. There are some comic book stores that won't get it until next week because that's when they're
is that the official?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the official release.
It's already out in so many places.
It's appropriate in October to have that out, obviously.
I would think so,
yes. Because you're the busiest man in show business in the month of October.
Well, close to it.
Well, from Labor Day, and even before that, through October, I mean, it's nonstop for you.
Yeah, our Halloween season usually starts sometime in September and goes through right up until Halloween.
What do you got coming up?
What have we got coming up? Well, let's see.
Hello.
Today we just did the Fantasy Costumes, the famous costume place here in Chicago.
Sure.
Always have a great time there. A lot of people show up. We were out at the sold-out Chicago Street Theater in Valparaiso, where they're doing Evil Dead the Musical.
I know Jim was telling me about that.
And they actually said, you know, the first three rows have to wear ponchos because they may be splattered with blood.
Wow. That's awesome. Now, so it's got a little Blue Man Group kind of feel to this.
Definitely but it's great. And they always get a great crowd there, so it was fun to be there. So the next thing coming up after that, I believe, is in Elgin?
A Haunting in Hammond on the 19th.
Of course, the Haunting in Hammond. It's big Halloween festival in Hammond, and there's stuff going on in the streets. We're inside a restaurant, I believe, and doing, you know, autographs and taking photos with people.
Did you at least get a sandwich out of this?
I will see if I can.
You know what we can get is one of those wonderful ham and cheese sandwiches there from Indiana.
Popular with the youngsters.
It's good, I tell you.
Then on that Saturday night is the big Nightmare on Chicago Street in Elgin. And every year, this is a great event. It's huge.
So I just moved my offices to Elgin off of Randall Road up there. So this is in downtown, I'm assuming, downtown Elgin.
Yes. The downtown area is the safe zone.
Okay.
Where, you know, the zombies supposedly cannot come in, although they do kind of sneak in there.
Yeah.
And last year, I think they had, 8,500 people or something
easily.
Like that?
Yeah, I mean,
and I think they are actually going to limit the number of people coming in to that this year. They have a new way of checking people in. And we're going to be there. I'll be signing. Then I'll be on stage.
That's cool. So you can introduce it.
The premise this year is that the zombie outbreak has happened during homecoming. So we're going to crown the king and queen of homecoming who happen to be zombies. But then we have a very special guest. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon is going to come up.
That's
and
right.
And on stage, he and I are going to actually perform live the Svengoolie Stomp.
That's awesome.
Which is incredible. He's like a rock and roll icon.
He is, absolutely.
And so cool to have him in. And they brought him in for this. And I'm really looking forward to that. That's going to be
45.
So much fun.
I've got my vinyl 45.
And the orange one?
Oh, yeah.
It's very nice.
You betcha. Volo, that's coming up, too.
Volo is the next weekend.
The 27th.
We have
I love Volo. That's a cool place, and it is haunted.
Yes, we know all about that.
Can I share one quick story?
Yes, certainly.
So Emma and I were shopping on the second floor, and there was nobody upstairs in one of the barns, because they do a lot of antiquing and stuff, and there was an old oval frame, black and white photo naturally, that just rolled out of one of the booths, and it stood up, and it fell down.
Okay, I have heard other people tell the same story.
No way.
Yes. One time when I was there, one of the women working there said, you know what happened the other day? Exact same thing.
Wow.
The oval frame fell and was rolling across the floor.
That's crazy.
There's all sorts of stories that possibly it's Civil War ghosts.
Oh, okay.
And there's a graveyard right next to the place.
That I didn't know.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's pretty cool. But I will not be going into the graveyard. I will be out there.
Okay.
And we'll be doing our customary signing there.
But as soon as that happened, there was a woman that like came out of nowhere, a real person, and she came down with a notebook that was already filled with things in it and documented what happened because that's what they do there.
That's incredible. Yeah. So there's a lot of stories there. And so I'll be haunting there
that
afternoon.
Yes, you will.
And then that night, we're returning to the Rivers Casino,
where
we will be, again, in the...
Gambling all the money you made in the month of October.
Everything I've made will be going right down the old Bemis there. We're in the nightclub that they call Cube. And again, costume contest. Yeah. I'll be hosting that. We'll be doing a lot of fun stuff with the folks there, again, signing autographs, taking pictures.
And here's a really cool thing that I don't think people know. Maybe they do know this. You used to fill in here at the station on WGN back in the 80s, maybe?
Yes.
Yeah?
Back, I want to say the last time I did it probably was late 80s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You and Eddie? You were filling in for Eddie Schwartz.
I did. I'd fill in for Eddie Schwartz. I'd fill in at the 7 o'clock time for Paul Bryan.
Wow.
before that, even there were times when I'd actually do bits with Bob Collins.
Wow.
On the air. And I was invited to some of the public appearance things, like at Taste
so
of
cool.
Chicago.
That's cool.
And yeah, I always had a good time. I always got the feeling that they weren't sure what to do with me.
Okay.
And not much. In the same way, that was during the time that the great Dan Fabian was here.
Okay,
He's
legend.
Legend here.
Yeah.
And he used to confuse the hell out of me because he'd be trying to tell me, okay, just be yourself, and then he'd change it. You know, because when I was being myself, I guess he wanted me to be somebody else. But, you know, I think I wasn't quite getting it maybe or something. But, yeah, I filled in several times, and it's like I've been disowned from the WGN family more times than anybody else probably.
Well, you're coming back. So Monday the 29th, mm-hmm. You were in the role of Johnny Carson. Jim is the role of Ed McMahon, and you're coming.
We'll be bringing in Charo.
No, actually, we won't be bringing in Charo.
The
Statler brothers, and of course,
from Funk and Wagnall's Porch.
An author whose name we won't even care about. I'm looking
WGN
forward to
Nightside.
This.
Yeah, WGN Nightside, 11 p.m. Monday the 29th, and I'm literally, I'm just coming to watch. I'm going to come stand in the window and hold up signs, even though we're not in the showcase, just
it's
in the hallway.
It's not the Today Show.
No, it's just going to be in the hallway here.
Hold on, I love you. Yeah, okay.
But how fun is that going to be, just
it's
to be on
be
the
amazing.
Other side and have your own gig?
And I'm wondering if that's that's a world's record for somebody filling in.
The time span?
That time span in between.
After 30 years, you're finally coming back. It's like Bobby Hall. And Sam Makita, they weren't.
Still won't get it right, you know? I'm sure that's
going to
be. Dan Fabian will be calling from wherever he is saying,
stop that.
You know, you still don't get it.
Stop that.
Stop being yourself.
Oh, man, I'm looking forward to that, too. Yeah. So you're also doing something. There's a lot of stuff going on Halloween, one of which is on SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Tell me about that.
Yeah, this was a real surprise. They approached me about doing some voice track stuff to help host their 70s on 7 channel. And, you know, they have a bunch
That's
of different
cool.
songs and, you know, tie in a movie with them. They've asked a couple other horror hosts from the past to do this. And it should be a lot of fun. It's kind of an unusual thing to do. I've never been involved with Sirius.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
I've never been Sirius.
No.
But you know where I'm going to be on Halloween, first of all.
Bill and Wendy, right?
Bill and Wendy.
Oh, yeah, tradition.
It's a tradition here. We always come in and visit with them.
Sure.
And then that night, the Chicago Bulls have invited Sven Gulli to be at their game that night at the United Center.
Are you going to fly over like Benny the Bull does?
Yeah, exactly.
No, but he's a starting point guard.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to see how many free throws I can actually do with a rubber chicken. And you know, that could be dangerous.
That's awesome.
It
oh,
is.
Man,
it's going to be fun.
You're a busy guy.
I know. It's fun, though. And, you know, it's my time of year, as people always say.
Absolutely. And then the movies, too. So, I mean, you've got a couple weeks left before Halloween here. And, of course, one of my personal favorites, and I know a fan favorite, is Abbott Costello Meets Frankenstein you're doing.
Yeah. We always try to get that in during the Halloween season. It's a classic. And on most people's list as one of their favorite horror movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I know we always get a few complaints here and there that, well, you know, it is not really horror, it is comedy. How dare you? And I know, I always do that voice.
That voice is my favorite.
Yes.
As is Maury Amsterdam.
Hey, Rob, did you ever meet Frankenstein? No, wait, that was my mother-in-law.
Yes, that's the kind of stuff you'll be hearing on Monday, October 29th.
Non-serious for 2 hours. Commercial-free. It'll be fabulous.
Because I'm going to be on, it'll be commercial-free. Nobody will want to commit.
Get your 3D glasses now. Now, and I think about this, too. You talk about Abbott Costello Meets Frankenstein. It's the 200th anniversary of Frankenstein. And when I heard that, and I didn't know that, actually. I just heard that about a week ago. I immediately think of you because you play all these fabulous Universal classics.
Exactly. You know, and I'm so happy that we are able to show all the different parts of the Frankenstein saga that came from Universal Studios. I love the original. I really love The Bride of Frankenstein. I think that's just an amazing, amazing film. And I do love any film that has Bela Lugosi in it as Igor. I've said this before.
Oh, yeah,
that
right.
really shows what a versatile actor he really yeah. was, because that character is so different from, you know, the what you expect of him as Dracula or whatever.
But he only did Dracula a couple times. We always talk about that too.
Right.
He was in Dracula and Abbott Costello mm-hmm. Meets Frankenstein. He played vampires.
Yes.
But Igor is one of those. But I was looking, you know, there was a couple silent Frankensteins, but then obviously the one in 1931, The Bride of Frankenstein was 35. I think The Son was a few years after that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then The Ghost of Frankenstein was another one.
Yeah.
But it's endless. Like, I looked online, there's dozens upon dozens. A House of Frankenstein, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, A House of Dracula he's in.
Yeah.
Like, he's been portrayed a billion times.
Yeah, and it just kept going. And actually, Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein was kind of a little bit of a rebirth of the Universal Monsters,
because yeah.
by then it was almost like they were old hat and they didn't know what to do with them. And when they brought him back for that movie, it kind of re-energized the whole thing.
So Boris Karloff, and I always found this to be interesting, you know, he obviously played Frankenstein in those movies, but he didn't do Abbott Costello Meets Frankenstein, but he helped with publicity.
Yeah, there are publicity stills of him, like, standing outside the theater.
The poster.
And pointing at the poster for it. Yeah. Because, of course, you have to remember, he was at advanced age already by then.
Yeah, he was.
And, you
yeah.
know, putting on all that stuff and getting through
yeah.
the filming would have been an ordeal for the poor man at that point.
But I'm just looking at the dozens of movies. And, of course, on television, too, it's been, you know, there's some cartoon versions of that. And Milton the Monster and Frankenstein Jr. and the Impossibles and all those guys. But it was really Herman Munster was Frankenstein, for God's sake.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because, obviously, it was done by Universal.
Yeah.
So they had the rights to the characters, so they could use the makeup design.
But they had props.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
They had the Strickfaden stuff.
Yeah.
I think they could use when they were down in Grandpa's lab. And, you know, they had access to awesome. All that stuff.
Do you have a favorite Frankenstein, like, out of all of them? Is it Bride of Frankenstein, out of all the Frankenstein movies?
I have to say, Bride of Frankenstein has always been one of my favorites. And in that one, too, again, you really see what an actor Karloff is.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here he is. Yes, he's the monster. But you see emotion coming from him. And people would think, oh, he's just a monster. But, again, great actor.
Absolutely. I like seeing the bloopers, too, sometimes, when you see bloopers and behind-the-scenes stuff. Of
especially
all the
Abbott and Costello ones.
Yeah.
Where, you know, Lou is sitting on the lap of Glenn Strange as the monster.
Yes, the hand.
And Strange keeps cracking up because Lou is doing so many funny
yeah,
things.
Yeah. But even there's some stuff online that I just found as I was looking up some of this stuff. There's some Boris Karloff outtakes too, but they're silent. They're like,
yeah,
right.
Whole movies.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what it was.
It's like where he's walking down and they're in color and he sticks his tongue out, goofing around in makeup. Yeah.
Yeah, just some behind the scenes stuff there as well. So there's always some great Sven Gulli stuff. Is there a new action figure coming out soon at some point?
Well, I can't say yes, and I can't say no.
Okay, fair enough.
And Dave, at any rate, I just want to thank you for not calling it a doll.
I would never do that.
You did earlier. But no, there's
I was slapped for it.
Always,
so.
You go to svengulli.com and click on the store, and you'll see all kinds of things on there.
Did I see a new T-shirt, though, that has the outfit? Tell me about that.
Yes, that's just coming out now. It's actually a T-shirt that features
the vest.
Sven's outfit,
his
jacket and shirt and some
that's
of the little accoutrements, as
that's
you say.
Cool. Is that limited edition?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We
yes,
only have so many.
We only have six.
The idea
is, if you really want to get it by Halloween, you better order it now.
Yeah. And no checks.
No personal checks. Don't start.
You got to shake your finger when you say that, too.
That's right.
Most importantly, Dave, you go to svengulli.com and click the store button. You can get all those things. You get in T-shirts. There's some buttons. We have some wonderful buttons there done by Alex Ross and Scott Shaw. And there's the Berwyn poster, the costume poster, costume T-shirt, and also WonderCapRecords.com is where you go to get the Sven Gulli
stuff. That's where you get that one directly.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very, very cool. And if you want to find more about Sven's appearances, and there's a lot of them coming up, so you do want to check that out. Go to SvenGulli.com and also check out all the movies that are coming up in the next couple weeks as well. Thanks, gentlemen.
Gentlemen,
who came in?
I wasn't going to say it.
It's funny. The second time.
Oh, we are the boys of the chorus. We hope you like our show. We know you're rooting for us, but now we have to go.